From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and we're reporting all this week from Chengdu, China. Chengdu is the capital of Sichuan, the province that bore the overwhelming brunt of last Monday's earthquake. But Chengdu emerged pretty much unscathed. This is a huge city with a population ranging from 4 to 11 million, depending on how much surrounding area you include. And it's safe to say the population of Chengdu will balloon as the people displaced by the earthquake make their way here to the big city. Chengdu is a boomtown. There's lots of foreign investment here. Intel is here, Motorola, Microsoft, many others. You have to hunt pretty hard to find any trace of old Chengdu, a city that dates back more than 2,000 years to the Han Dynasty. And if you find something that looks old, it probably isn't. Case in point, when I was here in April, we went to a tiny street that's considered the beating heart of old Chengdu, the last remnant of the old city. It was in the midst of a radical makeover. Here's an example of how Chengdu is redoing itself. We've come to Jai Xiangzi, which means narrow alley. It's a street that was filled with homes. They've all been torn down, and they're getting rebuilt in the old style. Beautiful homes with brick and curved roofs that are tiled with decorative trim on the outside. It all looks very old. In fact, it's brand new. These were homes. They're going to be turned into businesses, restaurants, and bars so that this will be a tourist attraction in Chengdu. The workers who are doing all of this manual labor get 60 kwai a day. That's a little over $8. They work from 7:30 in the morning till midnight. They get a half-hour break for lunch and a half-hour break for dinner. A lot of sparks flying in the middle of this courtyard as they're putting the finishing touches on this building. This building has an emblem on the outside of two fish jumping out of the water. And the smell is of fresh lacquer and stone and wood shavings. A few women just went by with wheelbarrows full of wood, and these are not young women. These are older women who are hard at work on this project. A man running by with a heavy wheelbarrow full of stones. They are under a lot of pressure to get this done fast. This whole street needs to be finished by May. That's less than a month. And it looks like they've got a long way to go. Fast forward to May. I went back to Narrow Alley yesterday.
What a difference a month makes. We've come back now to Narrow Alley. It's not done. It has not been completed yet, but buildings are going up on all sides. There is an ad right here on this building, this graystone building, for Walden Cafe. We've come back today with NPR's Beijing correspondent, Anthony Kuhn. Anthony, this is a sign I imagine you have seen all around China in the many years you've lived here. Old buildings being torn down, new ones going up. In this case, new buildings to look like they're old.
That's right. It's essentially a reconstituted old street. Most of the buildings here are essentially redone. In some cases, it's because the original quality of the construction is not that good. But I think there's also just a preoccupation with newness, a feeling that old things are just not worth saving and people are ready to move on. There's not very much sentimentality about saving old buildings.
This street's being marketed to businesses who might want to come in here as an irreplaceable symbol of old Chengdu, historic. Irreplaceable, but it was torn down and rebuilt.
Yes, and when you walk through here, you can't help but think of where the people now who used to live here. And I imagine they're out in the countryside or in the suburbs in much less expensive quarters. The thing is, of course, that in all of these old neighborhoods, this land is right in the center of town, and it's become extremely expensive. And I think in many of these neighborhoods, the developers have made a lot of money by turning this into upscale shopping areas. And one of the reasons the developers make so much money is that the residents often get less than market value for their homes. And so many of the residents often complain that they're not able to buy new housing with the amount that they're given.
Here's a building that has a metal sign above the gate and Chinese characters. I see a wine glass. I'm assuming this is a bar, Anthony. Or it will be a bar. It certainly isn't yet. Mid-touch is the translation in English. What is it in Chinese?
In Chinese, it says dian zui, which perhaps means slightly inebriated.
or mid-touch.
That's right.
When we were here a month ago, this street was a complete beehive of activity, and there are some workers working today. It is the lunch hour, so it's a little slower, but we've also heard that a lot of these workers are from the countryside, and when the earthquake hit, they left. They went home to check on their families. They're just not here.
Well, that's how Chinese cities are built these days, with workers from the countryside. They don't have a lot of benefits. They don't have a lot of safety nets to back them up in case of accidents like this. So the impact on the whole urban development, I think, is going to be quite something here. It's going to be quite severe.
At one end of Narrow Alley, Anthony Kuhn and I found Yu Bo outside the restaurant that bears his name, the Yu Family Restaurant. He was bending down next to a purple tent set up just outside the entrance.
Are you sleeping here?
No, he said. He was just showing his 12-year-old daughter how to put the tent together in case there's another aftershock. Yu Bo is the restaurant owner and head chef. On a normal day, he'd be preparing an elaborate banquet meal, 30 courses for each table, dishes of intricate construction, including a traditional Sichuan dessert.
When his guests taste it, they all say, it takes me back to a bygone era or something like that.
But now no banquets are being served. The restaurant is closed. There's simply no business after the earthquake. All tours to Chengdu have been canceled.
This restaurant is built around a beautiful courtyard garden. There's a pagoda and bamboo plants and a couple of dogs running around and a fish pond with goldfish. Everything looks fine there. It's still lovely. But this restaurant is closed. Closed ever since the earthquake and closed for how long do you think this restaurant will stay closed?
He doesn't know. He'll just have to see how things go. They're still being affected by this panic, and their workers are still very unsettled, and they've brought their families here to avoid further aftershocks.
The workers have been sleeping on chairs right by the front door. Yu Bo has emergency cartons of noodles, crackers, and water bottles stacked up there, too.
He said the only thing he can do is to lay out these foods and drinks by the door. And if there is another earthquake, they can just grab these things and be out the door quickly, and he'll be able to keep everybody together.
As he heads back through the restaurant courtyard, Yu Bo stops to pinch the cheek of a small boy who's come to stay at the restaurant with his mother, one of the workers here. They'll stay here for who knows how long, until they feel safe to go home.